IU School of Medicine Dean Craig Brader says the new recruits will be a bridge between the clinic and the laboratory.
So this $60 million gift is going to help us train, recruit, and retain physicians who wish to excel not only in the clinic, but also in the laboratory. So they will be partners with other physicians, and they will also be partners with their basic science colleagues in the lab, and they will be this bridge between the two.
About $37 million of the grant will recruit physician scientists who focus mainly on cancer, neuroscience, diabetes, and other vascular diseases. $10 million of the grant will go to boost the school's medical scientist training program. Another $6 million will fund the Indiana Biobank, which houses tissue samples used to draw connections between genetics and disease. Brader says bringing in top thinkers often has a dual effect: better research and more money with which to conduct it.
These physician scientists historically are very good at getting competitive grants. Well, that's new money coming to Indiana that would have otherwise gone to Boston or San Francisco or San Diego or what have you.
Over the past three decades, the Lilly Endowment has given $600 million to the IU School of Medicine. For WFIU, I'm Emily Loftus.